I'm Greg Eckhart. I'm the Facility Operations Manager at GrowMark.
Well, Greg, we are here on the GrowMark Media Tour. We just took a tour of the Fort Dodge Terminal, and this is just one of several terminals that GrowMark has. Specifically, we saw the Menard Terminal last year. So compare and contrast these two terminals specifically that we took a look at on media tours.
Well, the terminal here in Fort Dodge, with the EPA regulations different than they are in Illinois, we have top loading racks here. So it's an open system. Trailers come in and they load from the top of their trailers. So other than that, the pipelines are pretty much similar. They come from different sources. The source from here is Minneapolis, and the pipeline goes down towards Des Moines, and we're just a finger off of that. The terminal Menard is sourced out of BP in Whiting, Illinois, by Chicago. And again, the EPA regulations over there are a little bit different, more stringent. We have bottom loading over there, so it's a sealed system. Trucks come in and hook up and using coupler systems and all that. And then there's a vapor recovery system there that captures all the emissions from the trailer.
Well, now, GrowMark just bought this facility 2 years ago from Magellan. Why was this? Why did GrowMark see this as a good investment?
Well, this is a great asset for us in Iowa in general, because we have member companies throughout the state. This one in particular was great because it was centered around three of our main members, the largest members really in Iowa, the Star Energy, AgVantage, and New Century. And also AgriLand also uses a terminal. So it was a great asset, set right in the middle of our territory already. It was a terminal we did use before, and we saw potential and growth. And
so how has it worked out in the last 2 years then?
It's worked great. We've increased the supply here. Very seldom are we out of product, and we've increased the volume. Not double yet, but we're on the way to it.
Well, talk about the importance of having ethanol and biodiesel at these facilities.
The ethanol blending here was a great add. What they had to do before they had it here was to go into town or some other plant, load the ethanol, and then come out here and load the gas. Biodiesel was the same way. They'd have to go somewhere else, load the bio, and drive out here. Well, we added it here. We've increased the gas loading here tremendously because of that. They can come here. It's an inline loading system, so it's blended right through the rack. Drivers, it's easy for them to load. The recipe's all set for them to load on all those, and so it's an easy blending process.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. I like that. And it's nice that, I mean, since most of your customers are ag, it's nice that they're kind of growing their own fuel that they're using, right?
Right, yeah. They were impressive. We were putting the biodiesel in, especially. And, again, we use a soy product because, you know, we are a farm-based cooperative company, and we want to support the farmers that support us.
What plans do you have for the future as far as this facility and for any other terminal facilities that GrowMark operates?
Well, we've added the two large diesel tanks, so that's a huge plus for us. We've added about almost 7 million gallons of storage there. Probably the next thing we'll look at is a bottom loading system, and you know, primarily for safety and as well as environmental.
Do you have plans for any other acquisitions?
We're always looking. Nothing in the works right now, but we're always looking.
What is total capacity for the GrowMark-owned terminal, fuel terminals?
Well, we've got both terminals are almost right at 10 million gallons of storage.
Thank you so much. Here at the GrowMark Media Tour in Iowa, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.